Good morning. You are listening to Something Brewing. I have a fabulous co-host. She's with me almost every week. She's filled with wisdom, knowledge, a heart of gold. I do know I am one of the luckiest people on earth to be able to do a show with Tracy Mahan. Tracy, you ought to step on in, good girly.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny. And what you guys are not in on is I told her to make it the longest intersection she can. And now I can't even handle it. I can't do it.
But it's true. She is wise, filled with knowledge, wonderful, amazing. Okay, well, and part of the reason is and we are almost in Mercury retrograde, which is not a bad thing, everybody. And this is Cherry Divine, by the way. Yet it does confuse communications now and then, and we forgot to put up the I forgot because I've been the one doing it lately. Our banner on Cat Media 2, and that is where we usually go for our chats. Now, and I just noticed I forgot to open up the chat window on the Blog Talk also. So, wow. But we're getting it all going. Don't be afraid to wait a minute or two and join the chat. Hope this all brings a smile. Yes, I hope it brings a smile to your faces because, here it just, things happen. Things just happen.
Okay, then. We're moving through it.
Yeah,
this is the perfect kickoff to like the Mercury, and that's why we're doing the Holiday Survival Guide today. If you guys were not aware of what our show title is today, it is the Survival Guide, because, and this happened last year as well, and it might be common that it does it every year, but the Mercury retrograde hits in December when everybody's doing their Christmas shopping, the malls are crowded, the roads are crowded, it's like... and Mercury is known for all the revisits. It's a beautiful time of year that happens like three and sometimes four times a year where we get to reschedule, reflect, reappear, reconnect, review, retreat, renegotiate. Anything you could put a re in front of, we can do that. So sometimes it can be kind of harsh, though. So we're here. We're here to help you through it.
Well, and it is so interesting, Tracy, because for this last week, and I get to throw myself in the mix here, is people have been having dire effects occur in their life. I mean, the bottom mm-hmm. seems to be falling out of people, yet out of people's lives or in people's lives, whichever way you want to say it. Yet what I've noticed, as soon as that bottom completely has fallen out, then all of a sudden there's this whole new energy that is much more uplifting, replacing it. So if you are some of those people out there that have experienced some real chaos or turmoil or what you would call negativity or endings. And I mean, I've had people with relationships, jobs, scarcity in homes, no place, I mean, everything. Then just take a deep breath, go into your heart and let spirit lift you back up. And because it's there, a part of it is so that we will look at what our biggest and deepest fears are. And what we've carried with us. And then, open up to surrender and allow yourself to be supported by life. So.
Yeah. I spent a little time listening to the Leo King yesterday, who's an astrologer that I follow on Facebook and YouTube. And he was posting yesterday that now is a wonderful time. And pretty much the ideal time that if you were thinking about taking a leap of faith into something, doing something, moving, whatever it might be, now, right now is the time to do that. The fire is under making changes right now. So I just wanted to put that out there because I was listening to that going, oh, that could be valuable information. If people are teetering on should I do something? Should I not do something? And just recently, as you guys know, I do the real estate as well. And I have a client that was thinking about making a big purchase. And I have to say, I love the power of prayer, because yesterday, and this particular client, just love and adore this person, and very much, very spiritual in nature, beautiful person.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday we decided, let's say a prayer about this. And then today we were supposed to put the offer in. And I was telling Terry, I got an email this morning, a very honest email from the seller's agent that let us know some of the pitfalls of this property. And so it's like, okay, I'm so glad that we prayed on that. So I just want to remind people too, prayer. Prayer is big. It's a big deal. It can save you from bad investments. It can move you out of bad situations. You know, I think that we should just make that such a daily part of our lives, is to just put it out there in that form and know that we're being taken care of in the highest good when we put our trust in God and the universe and spirit, however you want to label that. So
exactly.
I just want to share my experience, because even though it wasn't the answer we wanted to hear, it was an answer that could really be an eye opener. You know, he may decide to move forward on it. I don't know, but at least now he's going in with some eyes wide open. So,
you know, better eyes wide open than in the dark.
Yep.
You know, and that's it. It's it gets you out of your head. It gets you in that mode. Wow, there's something going on. Just a minute. I'm going to just send out some light right now, because there's some energy blocks going on. And so I just want to send that out, you know, because I was doing my best to put out that sentence and to add to what was being said. And it was like all of a sudden everything just, so we may be just having a still moment. It could be, it feels like energy blocks, but it is better to see and have understanding of what may be in the road, but it doesn't have to hold in the road. So if you're having obstacles in your path, if you're having obstacles, see what's past those, you know, look at the obstacle, but then see beyond it. Don't hold on to the obstacle, because that'll just keep the conflict there.
Right.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah,
it just,
it does.
Man, all of a sudden nothing was going to go through.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Well, that can happen. You know, we get some bad news or something we don't want to hear, and we kind of hinge on that and not see how it empowered us to make some changes that could benefit. So I totally understand. Yeah.
Well, in past experiences get in the way. You know, as one person put it, is, well, I've had this life beforehand, so something happens, I'm a little gun shy. Well, you start projecting what occurred with another situation, another person, another place, with whatever you're going through, and recreating, not understanding there's a lesson to be finalized, to be completed, but not, you know, not putting whatever you're going through as the same situation in the past. Look at where how far you've come, what you've learned. Oh goodness. I'm getting this. We've magnetized these particular experiences and situations to us so that we'll see our personal growth, not to re-experience the same old thing.
Right.
So anyway,
we don't want to experience the same old thing unless that same old thing is bliss and excitement and joy, and
yeah,
that same old thing can come around all the time. But yeah.
Yes, well, you
if
know, we jumped
pattern,
in,
though, get to look at it.
That's true. Now we jumped in and just started talking and didn't give the call-in number. Here we go, kids. Anyway, we will be taking calls at the half hour. And we do ask that you limit it to one question, and because we want to get to as many people as possible. And you will call 646-668-4444. 888-253-8389. Press the number 1 to show us you are in the queue and want to talk to us. If you'd like to join us in a chat, you can go to the Blog Talk chat room, or we are in a chat room in on Facebook, Cat Media 2, which we go to off and on all week long. So that's what I so far I remember we forgot to do. Is there anything else we've forgotten to do? Besides take that
breath. Invite you to go over to Cat Media 2 because that's where we post how special we are. I mean, our special.
Yes. Our special. and all of that, and how special you are, too.
Yes. And we make it about you.
You know, before we make it about them and survival, can we just put out a little information on what's going on for specials? Because there are people at the beginning of the show that have to end early because they're off to work, off to kids to school or whatever. Maybe they get tired of listening to us. I don't think that's the case, but, you know, I'll put it out there.
Drop it
out. Anyway, yeah, I do want to put it out there that one, you can contact me at cherrydivine.com or go to Facebook at Cherry Divine LLC. I do have a special running until the 10th of December, which is $10 off of the half hour reading. You can go to my website and hit the code there, or, you know, purchase there. And then also I did post on our Cat Media 2 page the information about the Hawaiian retreat that Vicki Pruitt and I are co-facilitating again this year. It will be about self-love, self-empowerment, self-claiming, and it's a fabulous experience. We did one this year for the first time, walked away feeling all of the magic of the Big Island of Hawaii and the miracles. We do have the early bird special going until December 15th. So if you sign up now, you save money. And we have one house filled. And so, again, there's limited spacing. And you can, the information's on Cat Media too, but you can also go to my website and go to retreat and it has all of the information there. Okay. Did I get it out there okay, Trace? Did I forget anything?
Yeah, you forgot to say what an amazing gift this would make for someone in your family. So,
so
I'm going to say it for you, because if you know somebody that would enjoy a retreat like this, what a fun and amazing gift that would be to go with them, do that, a way to share an experience, a memory. I was talking about this on Monday night about how, you know, the gifts under the tree. Do you really remember what you got last year, the year before? But if you take a trip or you do something that builds a memory like that, then, you know, if, like I was using my kids for an example and saying, you know, in 2012, we went to Maui and I was teasing one of my boys. I said, so do you remember what we put under the tree in 2012? And he had no clue. Of course, I don't even know. And I said, but do you remember the trip to Maui? Oh, yeah, we went swimming and did this and surfing and that, and all these memories pop up. So I encourage people to do things like that, and this would be an amazing experience. So if you're thinking of a loved one that you could throw into that mix and take with you, that would be amazing. So there it is.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's everything that occurred last year was this. Something, I mean, it was spectacular. Pele gifted us, you know, the whole island. Everything that we did is if we chose to do something, we were the first, parking spots closest. If we went to eat, tables opened up. I mean, it was just everything that occurred. It was like just this magical experience. So, and then again, of course, there's the work part of it. It isn't just, you know, swimming with the dolphins, which we did. It wasn't just kayaking on the ocean, which we did, or going up to the volcano, which we did. You know,
remember that Hawaii is kind of designed to bring your stuff up, and what better place to do that than in a retreat where you have the support. So
when
my stuff came up in Hawaii, I kind of wished I had the support around me. So a retreat would be a great way to do all of those things and feel the energy. And if you're experiencing some emotional release, then, you know, I had one of the things I thought was really, I guess, interesting and odd was that about 4 a.m. every morning, I felt like crying. And it was kind of an interesting experience, as well as it was healing. In time, it was healing, but at the time it was happening, I'm like, why am I feel like crying? And anyway, so it can do some amazing things. And then, you know, I would feel great all day long, and I had lots of energy while I was there, but there was definitely something being released, you know, past life, whatever it might be, that was going on while I was in Kona. So, but anyway, I'm going to share what I've got going on right now. And the big thing I got going on right now is my Patreon page. So you guys are going to hear about this for a little bit, just because I'm very excited about it. The Patreon page is a page where I can post my hypnosis, meditations. I do a little bit of, what do I want to call it? Angel messages. There's just all kinds of stuff that I'm posting over there that I post nowhere else. That is the only place you'll find it. And the nice thing about the Patreon page, if you go over there, there's three tiers that you can sign up on. You can sign up for meditations. You can sign up for the one-on-one interviews and meditations. The more tiers you go up, obviously, you have access to everything that's going on for the tier below you and the tier you sign up on. So there's three tiers, and if you sign up on the third tier, you get access to the hypnosis, and you get access to everything I put on there, but hypnosis is the thing that the third tier gets you. My special right now is if you go over and check out the Patreon page and you choose to sign up for the third tier, then you get 50% off of a one-on-one session. These are virtual sessions, which I keep forgetting to make clear to some. Sometimes it's biting me. They want to be in person. I don't have access to do in person right now, but these are virtual sessions. We can use video. You know, they're very personal, even with the video. So phone, video, anything like that. But it's 50% off of a session of your choice of what I do. And my, you just go over to my website at tracymahan.com and you'll look under rates and find what it is that I do and the services that I have. And then just take 50% off of that if you signed up on tier three on Patreon. And I'm going to spell out Patreon for you, patreon.com/tracymahan. That's how you'll find it. And, I think that's the biggest thing I got going right now. I'll probably throw up another special before Christmas hits, and also gift certificates are available if you want to do a gift certificate. So, okay, we're done with the shop talk.
There we go. You know, there's just so much going on and getting it out there. But now back to the survival guide for you know, this time of the year is, we were talking about it the other day, and the first thing we came up with, chocolate, wine, and tissue. You know, I'm wondering, why is it that we actually have turned this into a time in which many of us are so stressed out instead of really sitting back and enjoying the specialness of the holiday season? Where did we get the message that it's all about having to rush out and get this, you know, force yourself to decorate that? You know, where did we get these messages? Am I on the air by myself?
Yes.
Yeah. It just
where did we get what messages?
The message that it's about having to hurry, having to force yourself to, you know, run out and get this item before it's sold out. It's got to be this, and you got to do this, and you got to have this look this way, and you know, and it's just instead of taking the time and saying, you know, for whatever you say during this time, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, I don't care. And actually looking at each other, smiling, and just really enjoying the time and bringing things close.
Yeah. And Linda's in the chat room saying, I find a lot of stress comes from the commercialization of it. Gift giving is financially stressful. Fortunately, our friends and family have done away with the gift giving, which I think is a good plan. I mean, I got younger kids in my house, but when they get older, that's going to be kind of put on the table as well. Just because, you know, they commercialized every month of the year at this point. You know, there's some reason to buy gifts or give or spend money or, you know, go shopping every month. There's a reason to do that now. So where's our break, man? We need a vacation. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. And, you know, the thing about it is I was looking at article I was reading, and it's showing all of the commercials are unwrapping these outrageously expensive items, your electronics, you know, you got the new TV, you got the new game, you got the new this, you got the new that, and everybody's got these ecstatic, joyous faces. And what's that telling us? You know, what is that actually telling us? That you have to have a thing to be happy, that you can't be happy otherwise, that if you get this thing, that thing, or the other thing, then you get joy, happiness. As adults, we know that's not necessarily true.
Right.
Right. The other day, my grandson and I were talking. He's 21, and his girlfriend, and she's talking about getting me this outrageously expensive gift. And financially, he cannot match it. And he's all worried and upset. So there's a stressor. And he's only 21. And I'm looking at him going, Tim, it's not about, you know, being obligated to give somebody the exact same amount back. It's the gift is to come from the heart. And, you know, I was explaining to him that when we give a gift, if you are in that worry, that stress, that fear point, you're actually attaching that energy to it. And the energy falls flat. Where if you stop and think about that person, you know, because many people are going to give gifts no matter what, I'm one of, and really think what comes from your heart, what would you do? And then you give it from love. There's the energy that is attached to the present, and it elevates everything around. The person feels it more, they appreciate it more, and it's because it's holding a different energetic value. So there was my lecture.
Yes, good lecture. But
yes,
it's true, though, we are conditioned to, I received a gift, now I have to give one, you know, and I don't know. Well, I think we'll shake that eventually as the world keeps shifting and doing amazing things. I think we're going to shift out of this pressure to do the gift giving or the way it is now anyway. It's a lot of stress and it's a lot of conditioning through the commercialization, through all of that. But to survive it all. Let's go into a little bit of the Mercury retrograde survival.
Because as soon as you start doing that, you're cutting out on my end. I don't know if you said, let's go into the Mercury retrograde, and it was going blank, blank, and a little staticky. It's like, you're gonna prove your point now, aren't you?
And Mercury will cut me out. But, you know, having Mercury right during this crazy rush of time, I know that over the years I've learned that Mercury is not a voodoo bad thing. I used to go into it going, Mercury. But as I grew wiser and older, I realized that Mercury is such an opportunity to clear out those cobwebs, the closets, the stuff that we've been holding on to, and just take advantage of Mercury. Now it is falling in December where we are rushing around all the family things and the gift giving and all of that stuff. So it is to be kind of aware of it, because then when we're aware, it doesn't have the same effect on us. I believe when I go into it, knowing that, okay, we could have a crazy month and people could be a little more cranky than usual and, you know, a little more pushy or whatever in the malls. I don't know about you guys. I watched some of those door opening days for Black Friday and just watching people just trample each other. And it's like, it's just stuff, you guys. It's just stuff. Stop it.
Be oh human. My gosh. Wait, so. Yeah, I've already had two packages lost. They said they were delivered
on the
20th.
That's a good point too. That's frustrating. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So this is the package is supposedly arrived at on Wednesday the 22nd. I happen to have a camera on my front porch. Nothing arrived. Nothing. No mail. All at all. Anyway, and so I'm calling the companies and all of this, and the one company is going, so sad. Tough luck. It says it was delivered, because it does. So then I go down to the post office going, hey, I've got to do something about this. I stood in line with everybody else who had their big packages to mail, all this. The computers were down. First the credit card computers, and the others. So then I go back the next day, and, you know, I am determined to be positive about this, because I'm watching everybody in line and how stressed out they are and how upset they are. Well, I get up to the counter. There's a man with the other clerk at right beside me on my right-hand side. He has had the same problem happen. And so I'm being as pleasant as possible. The lady I have is just this little chipper lady and stuff. The other guy that he has is feeling very frustrated and flustered. I end up going down and waiting for the carrier supervisor. This guy is in line. He is so frustrated. He's yelling at the clerk. He's all this. All I could do is send love and light and just think, oh my gosh, they don't realize Mercury retrograde's going on, go back into your heart or whatever. Has my issue been resolved? No. Am I going to be completely upset about it? Heck no. You know, am I going to yell at clerks about it? No, I don't think so. You know, but we can send out love and light and just understand things get lost, you know, human error. And I just keep seeing the package back on my, or not back on my porch, but on my porch finally.
Yeah. That is odd that if it didn't make it to your porch, where did it go?
Well, you know what's interesting? Well, you know how you get a substitute mail carrier? If I have my mail, I've been in my house 23 years, 24 years, something like that. And we've had basically the same mail carrier since I got here. And everything runs smoothly when he's carrying the mail, but then they'll put in the subs. Lately, I don't know who we have, because all of us are going to the neighbors saying, oh, here's your mail. But what I found out, people, is they have GPS tracking. And so they have that, you know, the tracking number, and they go back, put it in the machine, and they could see that it was not delivered to my area. So he put it somewhere. And the other mail carrier was going to go back to the area in which the GPS was scanned to see where this guy might have left it. Oh, so
we're going to pray over that one too.
Okay. Yes.
Or gets resolved and a new one is sent, because they recognize their error. Somebody else might be enjoying that gift right now, and maybe they needed it more than you did. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Maybe they didn't have the funds, but, you know, my last profession was in loss prevention. I was a lead internal investigator. And so I'm going, hold it. They're telling me there's nothing to be done. Well, I have tape. I have it downloaded that from this time and even a half hour before all the way to 6 p.m., no mail carrier shows up on my porch. So you get to, you know, and I check it all the details, It's my granddaughter's Christmas present. I did reorder it as an encaser from a different company. but I mean, I've gone through all the steps and I'm talking to him at the post office, but there are things you can do. You know, it's like, I have proof nothing showed up on my doorstep.
Exactly. Don't mess with Terry, you guys. Don't mess with her. She didn't get her package. She's going to go get that package, and she's going to do it with kindness and love and determination.
That's it.
No post office that you will see her every day.
No, there isn't. But also know that, because I understand there's nothing that happens by accident. There are no coincidences. I have attached love to that package. So if somebody kept it, it was not meant for. There is still love attached to it.
Mm.
So, you know, sometimes it's, you know, just throwing your hands up in the air saying, well, God, send them love.
Yeah.
And then slap the hell out of them. No, that wasn't very spiritual or kind, was it?
And this is why our survival guide banner has chocolate and wine and tissue.
Oh, my gosh. I eat a lot of chocolate. I don't drink, so I have to do the chocolate or the pies or the cake.
Right.
It's amazing I'm not 400 pounds this time of year.
Oh, my goodness. And that's why January is usually the start of our diets.
But, yes. Yeah.
So here's one thing I do want to say before we go to callers is that, you know, there can be some frustrating things and there can be things that are said during this time that can be hurtful or disappointing or whatever it might be. And what I want to say to you guys is give yourself permission to have the feelings that go with whatever is going on for you. That is the big key. It's not to ignore it. It's not to pretend it's not happening. Give yourself the time to have the feeling that comes with whatever crosses your path. I mean, we're going to do that. If somebody's making us happy, we're not going to ignore that. So,
no.
You know, if you get sad, it's good that it'll process a lot quicker for you and move a lot quicker for you if you just give it time, you know, to sit there with, man, that really hurt my feelings or that really made me sad. And then just feel the emotion. And it is amazing to me how fast that emotion can clear out once we give it the attention. And so I just encourage people to honor the feeling that's popping in. Doesn't mean that you have to retaliate. Doesn't mean you have to come out with a better comeback than what they had. It doesn't, you know, it just means to be in the moment and love yourself enough to honor that feeling and know that the other person is coming from a place of being wounded. If that's what's happening, if they're lashing out, it's because they're hurting somewhere. So, you know, hold some forgiveness, but also honor your own feelings. So, yeah.
You know, and another thing is, this is a time a lot of people feel very, very alone. I've already come across this during Thanksgiving. And when I was younger, we always had the people that had no place to go at our house for the holidays. And so, one, if you know somebody that doesn't have a place to go, possibly invite them to your home. Two, if you're that person that has no place to go, reach out, you know, you can join organizations. You can, whether you're the person that has some place or doesn't, you can volunteer, you know, let it be known, you know, what your need is. It's a lot of people will isolate during this time. And there's, as sad as it is, there's a lot of times people commit suicide during this time because of that alone feeling. So instead, like I said, reach out to somebody and say, hey, my house is open. Come join us for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Or, hey, I need some place to go. And just start looking and reach out to other people. You're not alone. And that is part of surviving this time, because it's such a time of you know, family and involvement and different things like that. So, okay, on that note, are we ready to take callers?
I would say so. Let's do that.
Okay, and so
beautiful callers. Let's find out what they want.
Okay, and gentle reminder to everybody, be specific, one question only. Who are you and where are you from? And we're going to answer to the best of our ability.
Add to that. Yeah.
Okay.
And can we make the question quick? The other night I had somebody that really wanted to tell their life story. And these are for quick questions. You know, life stories are for sessions. And so we love you. We want to help you, but we are on a radio show. So let's try to have our questions ready and be specific.
Perfect. Okay. And caller with the last four digits, 0361, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And who are, and what is your question?
Hi, my name's Sarah. I'm here in the Southwest, and I just wanted to let you know really quick that I haven't celebrated any holidays for the past 15 years, and I feel wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Good for you.
I don't decorate. I don't. Nothing. No Thanksgiving, no Christmas. I let everybody know. And for the past 15 years, I have been at peace, and I love it. It's just another day, and it's beautiful. Anyway, I'll go into my question.
Okay.
So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
I have my father passed away, and I have a sister who is creating a lot of problems in the family regarding my father's house. My brother lives there now, and she wants it sold, and I just wanted to find out if you could pick up any energy about if this is going to stop and what's going to happen to her. I don't know if I could ask that question or not, but it's really a bad situation. And
okay.
Her name starts with an R.
Okay. You know, I'm getting that she's flexing her emotional muscle. And there's a part of the inner child wanting to hold on to or get her share of daddy's love, daddy's attention, that sort of thing. And, you know, again, I don't like using terms of or labels, that sort of thing, but she's somewhat afraid of finances. So I'm not going to put in anything other than she's afraid of finances. It does feel like you all come to an agreement, a resolution, yet it feels like you may have to offer her a monetary settlement. I don't see your brother leaving the house, but somehow the two of you accommodate her in a way that she feels is fair. So one of the things to do, though, is envision and hold it in your heart while you're doing this. Just resolution to this that's agreeable to all of you, and it's done in love.
Right.
Again, and what's going to happen to her? Well, that's a whole not another question that's going to go.
Yeah.
And the thing is it would be good for her to find peace in this. And that's what she's lacking is peace. She's been competitive for quite some time. Just that keeps coming up too. Tracy, what do you get?
I got the same exact thing. I was writing buy her out as soon as you were saying you may need to compensate her. It does feel like you find a way to do that and to get her the money that she is really, that's what she's after. And you know, we do step into fear when money's concerned. And I think in her mind, she saw the passing of your father, not that she doesn't love your father and cherish those memories, but she was seeing it as a financial relief for herself when the inheritance came in. So I think that try not to have judgment around that and just allow her process. But It feels to me like you guys find a way to, like Cherry said, compensate her for her portion and keep the house so that your brother still has a place to live. And actually it feels like there's some sentimental attachment to you wanting to keep the house as well. So it kind of creates a win-win situation, and it separates her from any entitlement on that property. So,
all right.
Does that
well,
make sense?
Thank you. Yeah, it does. I
okay.
appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for
thank
calling.
You.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Well, yes, have a great Christmas all year long, because that sounds to me like that's what you do.
And actually, everybody has stepped up, and everybody understands me, and everybody has they respect it, and I've been doing this for 15 years, and my life has changed, and actually more people want to do it. They want to let their families know that it's just another day, and we don't have to go through all this stuff.
That's
yeah.
true.
We have to start now.
That's true.
Yeah,
but
and I think a lot of that's going to happen. Yeah, wonderful.
Yes,
thank you,
absolutely. Sarah. And it's beautiful because I sit at home and I have a cup of hot chocolate, and I just, it's for me. It's beautiful.
I'm guessing you don't have the Hallmark channel with all the Christmas movies then.
Oh, no, but if I do want to watch them, you know, I do.
Then
and
you do.
I do, I don't, whatever happens, and I'm not obligated to anything, and people understand that, because I made my wishes known a long time ago, and it was hard
yeah.
at first, but they get over it.
Yep. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are on to caller with the last four digits, 4830. Who are you? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
Hi, ladies. This is Mike. My question, I'm in California, and my question is, a friend of mine and I have started, she and I have started to hang out, and we went out Saturday night just for a couple drinks, and normally we just kind of take the dogs to the beach and different things like that, and lo and behold, she was, you know, wearing makeup and dressed nice and all that, and anything to that.
You ought to step in, Tracy.
I'm just so proud of you for noticing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wait, what
yeah.
is this?
Well, I guess I would have to ask you, how did you feel about that? Because I think the intention was kind of clear. She was trying to stand out a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's what I was kind of thinking. And I was just like, all right. I'm down, obviously. You know, so, yeah. So it just seems to, you know, the communication has picked up a little bit. And I just kind of, you know, looking for, you know, maybe some validation if I'm feeling the right thing.
My impression is that you're feeling the right thing. I was trying to look at, you know, did she come from somewhere that she was all dressed up and just hadn't taken makeup off or anything like that, you know, but to me it feels intentional, and that she was trying to get your attention. So.
Do you want my two
Wonderful.
Bits?
Sure.
I'm right there with Tracy. And remember, we're in the months of holidays, and this is when people are really showing their hearts, you know, where they'll hold back beforehand. It feels like she kind of wanted you to make an advance earlier, and you hadn't, and so she was making sure you noticed her. Yet here's something you're missing, is you are really good friends, and you talk about everything except each other's emotions and feelings about each other. You know, put it out on the table saying, hey, wow, you look terrific. You know, I do have feelings for you. Is this what you were wanting me to do? You guys are pretty darned open and honest with each other.
Yeah.
What I did notice is, and I pay attention to everything that happens when I'm doing a reading, my hand went up and blocked my high heart, not the heart chakra, but the high heart. So I want you to look at anywhere and anything in you that is worried about love, whether it be giving or receiving love, and also self-love. Okay? But it does
yeah,
feel
no,
good.
Really yeah, yes. good. Awesome.
Okay.
No, that's great advice. Thank you so much.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Enjoy the wedding.
Oh,
I just wanted
you.
To see if you guys were going to catch that. Okay,
we did.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks
Thank
for calling.
Too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, Okay, caller with the last four digits, 4342, you're on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
Hi, my name is Shanithia. I'm calling from Georgia and a general in my love life.
Okay. Could you be a little more specific? Because right now it feels like your love life is very... Pardon me?
New love.
Okay, I was going to say, because I wasn't feeling much around your love life. So, and on a radio show, we have to be a little more specific. It feels like you're feeling very, very much alone. It would be good for you to actually accept invitations from friends, let friends know you're looking for somebody. You know, for whatever reason, the online services do seem like they could be a potential for you, but there's some nervousness you have about it. And so it is joining people and being willing to open up to new love. You've got old hurt that is more held in your heart than the idea of loving somebody. I want you to start with loving yourself, because that's where a lot of the issue is coming from. It shows early turmoil in your life growing up. And I want you to look at what you've been taught about what relationships look like, love relationships, because that's interfering with you actually finding someone to love and not giving yourself up. I do see a potential, but it doesn't feel until like next year. So really love yourself through this month and next month and open the doors to new love coming in the new year. Tracy?
Okay. I kind of heard some of what you said as I was looking at that. I actually felt like there's a love coming in the summer, so I think that's in conflict, but that doesn't mean that there's not more than one relationship you're going to be peeking at. So actually what I saw is in the summer months, you're already like, I don't know if I'm seeing like you're being playful, going and traveling together. So that could be something that comes in sooner than that. I was just seeing that you're very happy this summer, this coming summer. So I agree that there's something coming in. And I think, Cherry, you were talking about removing some of the blocks. Maybe that's why the timeline shifted.
Uh-huh.
That can happen as well. So yeah, do the work that Cherry was talking about and just remove some of those blocks and bring that in sooner. It's available. It's just, I do want to remind you that sometimes we can romance relationships in our mind, like they can seem so perfect and you're seeing the perfectness in everyone else's relationship. Just remember that they are work, and because it feels like when this relationship comes that you're going to have to remind yourself that anything that's worth having is worth working through, and that there will be some work involved, some karma playing out with the relationship. Okay.
So, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Yeah.
And for all of you out there who are wanting to meet somebody and you're wishing somebody was here for the holidays and, you know, New Year's Eve is coming up, find somewhere to go with your friends, something that's inclusive where you feel a part of, and really love yourself through it. The more you love and support yourself, that opens the door of allowing somebody else in. Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 6845. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question? Hello?
I think we get to guess.
Okay, for the
answer is yes.
go for it. Okay, we're going to come back to caller 6845 because for whatever reason, you're not there. But go for it anyway. Anyway, okay, caller with the last four digits, 3792. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question? Hello.
Oh, two in a row. Can you guys check if you have your mutes on? Because you might be muting us out.
Yeah, if you're muted, we cannot hear you. Okay.
No?
Maybe it's us. Uh-oh. We're going to try one more. Okay, one of them just hung up on us. So we're going to try this one, and we are really, really, really hoping you're there. Call her with the last four digits, 2307. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? What is your question? And where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Nancy from Oklahoma, and this is my question. Kind of goofy. I just picked up a stray dog, and I've been trying to find his home for weeks, and I'm just wondering if you see me ever finding him going back.
I think he's found his home. What are you talking about?
I can't keep him. I'm in a rental. I know he is so happy right now. But
I was gonna say you love that little baby.
Aww. He's a good boy.
He is. He feels abandoned. He feels totally abandoned.
I got that you're a bridge, and that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. Where we'll bring in an animal for a short time, and then find them their forever home. And so mm-hmm. that might be the transition thing. But it was something you needed at the time you found him. You needed him,
okay.
And I'm sure that you can confirm that he's been quite a little light in your life since you've had him in there.
Oh, he's a good boy. He is.
Yeah. Yeah, and it showed you something that you needed to see, but you will find him a new home, and he's going to be pretty happy there, too. So, and I have a feeling you get visitation rights.
Oh, good. Where? Can this be quick?
Oh, this is him.
Okay. Go Tracy, ahead. I agree 100% that, Nancy, you are that person he came into, and you do find him a forever home. Look at your friends, that sort of thing, like Tracy said. Yet he came into your life, and when you were talking about him, and then Tracy started in and about giving him up, it affected your heart chakra, your power chakra, and your second chakra. And he came in to remind you of a time in which you felt lost and alone and abandoned. And also to remind you of unconditional love. There's a part of you that does not want to give this little guy up. And it is important that you hold the condition that you get to see him. For whatever reason, it looks like he goes to a male or a masculine energy. And there you very likely know a woman with a very strong masculine energy. That's that get her done energy. But I want you to do all the healing around this that's necessary for you, because that's what's going to open the door and allow you to let him go more freely. First of all, and remember that our animals are like other beings in our life. They have shared lives with us before. You and he have a karmic agreement. He found you and you found him to rejoice in the time together and to allow you to heal old wounds. He reminds you of unconditional love and giving love to something and someone. This is a little longer than what I expected because it keeps rolling. There's a part of you that's had emotional hurt due to the idea of love, and you've pulled into yourself. He's reminding you to stay in your heart and just give and not to fear love. Okay?
Okay, perfect. So I'm looking forward to finding him his forever home.
There you go. There you go.
With visitation rights.
Yeah.
With visitation rights. Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Before we go on to the next caller, do you want to tell people how to get in touch with you and what the heck's going on in your life?
Oh, you guys don't want to know what's going on in my life. Oh, no, just kidding. You guys can find me at tracymahan.com. That's where the things I do are listed there. You can go to services, or I believe it's rates is where I have my services listed. And that way you can see what it is I do. I do hypnosis, I do readings, I do healing work, energy work, house clearing, all kinds of goodies. So if If you're looking for something to shift, go check it out, TracyMahan.com, and it's Tracy with an IE. So I had that conversation the other day. I met another Tracy with an EY, and we giggled. It is one of the names that gets misspelled. Well, not misspelled, just there's so many ways to spell it, it's just wrong. So anyways, it's so that's part of it. Please do check out my Patreon page. It's patreon.com/TracyMahan. And if you do sign up on tier 3, you get 50% off of any of the services I provide for one time. That's a one-time thing. And check that out and join me on Facebook. I love to have new friends, and I'm always posting specials and stuff on Facebook. So come on over there and check it out. Okay, Cherry, how about you?
Well, if you want to talk to me and see what's going on in my life, go to cherrydivine.com, and cherry is spelled just like the fruit. A lot of people try to do the C-H-E-R-I, and that is not how it's done. Anyway, I have $10 off of the half-hour session until December 10th. You can schedule now and use it later if that's what you choose, or gift it to a friend. Anyway, and then I have the Hawaiian Experience Retreat in February that has the early bird special going until December 12th. Save some money and sign up now. It's a fabulous experience. Information's on my website. And shall we try this? See if we can get this one caller back in.
We've got four.
Okay. So
we're trying.
Hi, you're there.
Yes.
There. Hi, who are you? Where are you calling from? What's your question?
My name is Katie. I'm calling from New York. And I want to know what's going on with me career-wise, because I have a temp job, and I got another temp job also. But I thought this one position, they had a thing at my school. I thought they were going to hire me, but they didn't. And I'm wondering what's going on with me career-wise. Am I going to get something else? Or, like, why am I not attracting the job I want? Or am I going to?
Do you want to step in first, Trace, or do you want me?
Well, the first thing that came in for me when you were saying that they did not hire you, it just popped in right away. Rejection is God's protection, which is a phrase I use around here.
Oh, wow. I read that somewhere.
There you go.
I read that the other day.
Oh, that's a message.
There's your confirmation. Yep. Something bigger, better is coming. And you're asking, why am I not getting the how did you ask that? Why am I not getting the job I
want? Why am I not attracting, the job I want? Yeah.
Part of it feels like it's a timing thing. You have one more shift you're going to go through that you're on schedule to do it. You know, it feels energetically like the things that are happening in your path are setting you up for another shift. And when you get through that, then that one that you want and desire is going to show up. But I'm going to throw that to Cherry because we're down to the last minute and a half.
Okay.
Okay, you know, I'm seeing you on your path, and I'm seeing great big, you know, the stepping stones. It's showing square stepping stones, and it shows you putting one in front of the other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's showing that it's been hard work, and you're still holding on to this idea it's hard work.
Oh.
I want you to just envision yourself as easily setting that stone down, taking a step, putting the next stone, and stand upright, because it keeps showing in this vision you bent over and head down and really working hard. It's not allowing you to see out into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so sit with yourself and put it out there that you are in the job that you absolutely adore and you make great money. And again, I see the opportunity and the opening coming into next year. It does feel like you keep temp work for a while, but you have another opportunity coming. And it does feel like it will come through the organization you're in right now. This one here, you easily step into it. You feel at home in it for whatever reason I'm seeing in the office atmosphere, mm-hmm. and you have the benefits that you need. There was something mm-hmm. about the other job, it would have collapsed in time. So that one's a godsend that you didn't get it. And I agree with Tracy. When you get that message, you see something mm-hmm. once, twice, three, four times, it's a confirmation when somebody else goes, hey. So. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you.
Okay.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
You know, it's one
end of the show.
Yeah, and it's remembering that it doesn't necessarily happen in our time, but in God's time.
Yeah.
Or spirit, exactly. Or the universe, whatever term you use. Anyway.
As frustrating as that can be, it's so true.
Yes. And so thank you very much for joining us today. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.